Okay, so we're diving into some contract law today. Looking at a case, Ard v. Dr. Pepper from 1950, still makes lawyers, think about what good faith really means. Even today, you might be thinking, Dr. Pepper, what's so, complicated about a soda contract? But this bottling agreement, it brings up some big questions about, well, what happens when one side is unhappy and wants out?
Well, you know what's really interesting about this case is it comes down to this tension, and we still really deal with it today. You know, the idea that people should be able to set up their contracts however they want, but at the same time, making sure that, one side isn't taking advantage of the other.
Right. So let's set the scene. 1938, Mississippi, our Dr. Pepper Bottling Company. They get this exclusive deal to bottle and distribute Dr. Pepper in a few counties.
Sounds like a pretty good deal.
Yeah, absolutely. But contracts, they're all about balancing out those benefits with obligations.
And Ard agreed to keep up certain quality standards from, their facilities and equipment to the actual Dr. Pepper itself. You know, no exploding bottles, no weird flavors allowed. And they agreed to spend a certain amount on advertising to keep those sales going.
So pretty standard stuff you'd see in like a bottling agreement. Keep things clean, safe product marketing flowing. What could go wrong?
Well, here's where it gets interesting. The contract included a termination clause, basically a way for Dr. Pepper to end things if they weren't dissatisfied in good faith with how Ard was doing. Seems reasonable, right? You know, a company wants to protect their brand, make sure the quality's good. But what does good faith really mean? That's where the legal, the fizz really starts.
Okay, I'm already feeling some trouble. So did Dr. Pepper end up feeling dissatisfied?
Well, fast forward to 1950, and yes, they did. They pulled the plug, and they gave a few reasons. Ard wasn't spending enough on advertising. Their bottling plant was dilapidated,
No.
and there were reports of bacteria in the water they used for bottling.
Yikes. That's not good. So did they just kind of like accept that and walk away?
No, not at all. Ard felt like Dr. Pepper was using like these small issues as an excuse to get out of the contract. So they sued for wrongful termination and wanted $150,000 in damages. This wasn't just about the money, it was about their reputation, their business. They were basically saying, "Hey, we're doing what we're supposed to. You're not really dissatisfied."
So it sounds like it wasn't just, someone breaking the contract. It was whether Dr. Pepper was even being fair and honest when they used that good faith termination clause. What happened when this went to court?
Well, the case went before a judge, and it did not go well for Ard. The judge issued what's called a directed verdict for Dr. Pepper. So basically, the judge looked at all the evidence and said it was so strongly in Dr. Pepper's favor that no reasonable jury would side with Ard.
Hold on, but didn't the contract say Dr. Pepper had to be dissatisfied in good faith? Like, how could the judge just ignore that? Wouldn't that mean companies could just end contracts whenever they wanted?
That's a great question, and it gets to the heart of why this case, Ard v. Dr. Pepper, is still important today. The court didn't ignore good faith, but they interpreted it in a way that has really shaped contract law. They said, yeah, Dr. Pepper had a right to make sure things were good, and their dissatisfaction didn't have to be something everyone would agree with. It didn't have to be objectively reasonable.
So Dr. Pepper had some wiggle room, but it couldn't be completely random, right? What was the court looking for?
Exactly. To end the contract, Dr. Pepper's dissatisfaction had to be real. You know, they really had to believe Ard was messing up. And this is important, that dissatisfaction had to be based on Ard actually breaking the contract. They couldn't just decide they didn't like Ard's logo anymore or that Mississippi wasn't cool anymore.
Okay, so Dr. Pepper couldn't just make stuff up. Their concerns had to come from the actual contract. What did Dr. Pepper do to prove they were being honest?
They brought the receipts, literally. They showed photographs of Ard's facilities, and by their account, they were in rough shape. They had lab reports showing bacteria in the water, which, directly affects the product. And they had documents proving Ard hadn't been advertising enough.
So they did their homework. They like really built a case with evidence.
Yeah, they did.
And that's what convinced the judge.
That was a big part of it. The court said Dr. Pepper had specific proof, and Art didn't really fight back against it. It wasn't enough for Art to just say, "We're trying our best." They needed to show they were doing what they were supposed to, and they didn't. And this brings up a really important question, like, what does good faith really mean legally?
Okay, I'm hooked. Tell me more. What's the question? So if a company can just back out because they're, you know, dissatisfied, doesn't that make contracts super risky?
Right.
Like, what's stopping them from ending things anytime, even if there's no real issue?
Yeah, you've hit the big point. How do we stop good faith from being a loophole for, you know, bad behavior?
Yeah.
That's where the burden of proof comes in. The court in Ard v. Dr. Pepper basically said, okay, the contract let Dr. Pepper be satisfied, but if Ard's saying that wasn't genuine, they need to prove it. They have to show they were doing everything right. They have to show Dr. Pepper had no real reason to be unhappy.
So instead of Dr. Pepper having to prove they were right to end it, it was on Ard to prove they were doing everything right.
Right.
That seems a bit, I don't know, backwards.
It might seem that way, but think of it like, you know, innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
We assume someone's innocent until we prove they're guilty.
Right? Yeah.
Sim here. In Ard v. Dr. Pepper, the court started by assuming Dr. Pepper was acting in good faith. It was Ard's job to show that wasn't true.
Okay, I see the comparison. But how do you actually prove good faith? The you can't really measure it.
Yeah, exactly. It's about looking at the whole situation, all the evidence.
Right.
And the court wasn't saying Dr. Pepper had to be right about every little thing. Mm-hmm. They just had to show their overall dissatisfaction was real and based on actual stuff from the contract.
Let's play devil's advocate for a second. Let's say Ard's place was perfect. The Dr. Pepper was perfect. Their advertising was on point.
Okay.
Could Dr. Pepper still have walked away just because they changed their mind or wanted a different bottler?
That's where that good faith requirement really comes in. If Ard had shown they were doing everything right, the court probably would have said, no, Dr. Pepper can't just end it like that.
Hmm.
Basically, good faith stops people from being, well, shady, even if the contract gives them a lot of power.
So it's not just, you know, following the rules exactly. It's about being honest and fair, like in the spirit of the deal.
Right, exactly. Ard v. Dr. Pepper shows that good faith is part of every contract, even if it doesn't say it. It's become so important in contract law that courts will just assume it's there, even if the words aren't written down.
Wow, so good faith is like a silent partner in every contract.
You could say that.
It's always there, watching. Why is it so important that courts do that, like even if it's not written?
Well, think about it. Contracts are supposed to be predictable. You know, everyone knows what they have to do. If people could just back out by saying, oh, I'm dissatisfied,
right,
the whole system wouldn't work.
Right. People couldn't trust contracts if anyone could just leave whenever.
Right.
So good faith protects that whole process, makes it reliable.
Exactly. Ard v. Dr. Pepper made that really clear, showed how important it is to be fair and prevent people from, you know, abusing their power in contracts.
Okay, so we've talked about the case itself and how good faith affected the court's decision. But what about, like, the bigger picture?
Yeah.
Did it just change how we see soda contracts, or does it go further?
It goes way beyond soda, that's for sure. Ard v. Dr. Pepper has impacted contract law across the board.
Hmm.
It's changed how we see good faith in all kinds of agreements, from business deals to employment to real estate.
Okay, so this is getting really interesting. So it's not just about whether Dr. Pepper was being, you know, tricky.
Right.
It's about a standard for how everyone should act when they make contracts.
Exactly. And that standard goes beyond just doing what the contract says.
Right.
It's about being honest and fair, even when things get tough or things change. Ard v. Dr. Pepper gave us a way to understand how courts apply that good faith standard in real life.
All right. We've covered a lot, from bottling plants to courtrooms to, like, the heart of what makes contracts fair.
Yeah.
What else can we learn from this? What are the nuggets of wisdom we can take from Ard v. Dr. Pepper?
This case has a lot to teach anyone who works with contracts, whether you're a lawyer writing them up, a business owner making deals, or just someone signing a contract.
Nah.
There are some key things here that can help you protect yourself and avoid ending up in court.
Okay, I'm listening. What are those lessons? So you're saying, even though this is about, you know, Dr. Pepper and a bottling plant, the lessons apply to, like, all kinds of contracts.
Yeah, for sure. Ard v. Dr. Pepper has stuff that goes way beyond soda. It helps us understand good faith in all sorts of contracts.
Okay.
Whether you're dealing with business, employment, real estate, even, like, personal loans between friends.
Okay. So this isn't just, you know, legal stuff. It's about how we treat each other when we make agreements. What are some, like, real world examples of good faith in different contracts?
Let's take a business partnership. You and a friend start a company. Your contract might not say you have to be nice to each other or agree on everything.
Right.
But good faith means you can't, like, try to mess up your partner or do things to hurt the business just for yourself.
So even if it's not written down, you're expected to be honest, fair, and really try to work together.
Exactly. It's about being cooperative, not looking for loopholes or ways to get around the contract.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
What about employment contracts? How does good faith work there?
Say your contract says you can be fired for unsatisfactory performance. Good faith would mean your boss can't just fire you because they feel like it or don't like your music.
Right.
They have to have real reasons written down, and they have to give you a chance to do better.
So they can't just do whatever they want. Good faith means they have to give you feedback, let you improve, and really try to work it out before firing you.
Right. And the employee has to do their job well and not do anything to hurt the employer on purpose.
So it goes both ways. Both sides got to be fair and honest.
Exactly. And it goes back to this idea of good faith that's in every contract. It's not just what's written. It's about trust and respect, so things work smoothly.
This has been really helpful. If we had to sum it up, like, what are the big things we can learn from RV Dr. Pepper?
First, know that good faith is a powerful thing in how courts look at contracts. It's not just words. It has real meaning legally.
Mm.
Second, when you write contracts, be clear about what good faith means and what breaks the contract. Don't leave things vague.
Yeah.
And third, write everything down. If there's a problem, having proof can make all the difference.
So understand good faith, write clear contracts, and keep records.
Exactly. RV Dr. Pepper might seem like a simple soda case, but it teaches us a lot about contracts, how to be clear, confident, and fair.
This has been a really cool look at good faith and contracts. Thanks for being here.
Happy to be here.
And to everyone listening, remember, contracts are more than just words. They're about trust and fairness. So next time you sign something, keep that in mind and remember what we learned from RV Dr. Pepper. Until next time, stay informed and stay engaged.